Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best meta podcast on the planet. 2.5 more weeks for summer break and a well-deserved vacation for just about 60% of the population out there. Teachers, students, anybody who has summer break. And, of course, we have the winding down time for the, 8-7 crew. Summer is the perfect time to make your transformation, and maybe you could feel a little meta. Woo! Anyways, you know us, Rico and Marcus, you're ready to talk about everything. You guessed it. Badass. How's it going, Rico?
Good. I'm excited to be here again. Always love when we have our little talks, our recaps and stuff like that, where we can kind of just get our stuff out there. And excited to be here.
Yeah, so, talk about everything badass, right? It's the new meta, right? But
the most badass things.
The most badass. And, of course, the arguably the best podcast. I say arguably because, everybody has to feel like that. But arguably the best podcast in the world. So but how you doing, man? How's it going?
Good. Just finished eating. I ate some chicken and just been on that Destiny grind, man. Something about the latest DLC or the upcoming DLC in June feels like it's gonna be the end of Destiny 2. So that kind of made me want to go get back into like playing some of the new stuff. They released a it's kind of like Horde from Gears of War series, like a game mode, and I've been enjoying it a lot. So I've been on that Destiny 2 grind again and just loving it, dude.
Nice. So back to Destiny. It's always interesting when you yourself get back on Destiny, because like to me, one of the games you're most synonymous with is Destiny, because you put over 3,000 hours into that game, which is to us is a lot, to say the least.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like I said earlier, we have about 2.5 weeks left of summer vacation. It's been a tough just couple of weeks here, man, and I'm just trying to get through it. I'm really just trying to grind to that summer mode, so just to kind of get a chance for myself. And I mentioned a transformation thing because I've just been doing a lot of reflecting and stuff like that, just overall, and well-being and just other things. And I'm just I don't want to say epiphanies, right? But it's just all these sudden realizations that kind of just dawned on me, and just want to feel good, look good, and just like McLaren says, right? It's McLaren who makes that quote: "You look good, feel good, you play good."
Yeah, I think so. But you want to play good and try to play good.
Look, play good. And you just go out there and get 110%.
Yeah, points if y'all know where that's from.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you, so you all go and figure it out. Rico and I do quote a lot of movies here and there. And it was funny, one of these stories here at, and it's related to, I guess, a little bit, but not the movie thing, the podcast. One of my friends today in school, we were talking, and I was just kind of, just saying things, and obviously we have teacher voices. We're good at what we do. We're natural speakers. You have to be, right, in order to teach the classroom. So I'm talking to him, and I'm just kind of messing around and like a little radio show host, and I had to mention I was a mass comm minor in school. And I was like, dude, I never went to my classes in mass comm, I never did anything. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah. And I was like, but, obviously an English major, because I had talked about, getting maybe like my master's finally and started looking into that. But he had a he says, you kind of have the voice for it. I mean, I could see you as a little radio show host. I started laughing. I was like, well, let me tell you something. I was like, we've been doing this podcast for 2 years. And he's just like, huh? And I was like, yeah, dude. And so obviously I told him. And again, usually people check it out. People don't. But it was just funny because, I giggled a bit because, hey, man, somebody complimented me and said that I might have a voice for something like this. And that was greatly appreciated. So, anyways, have you played anything? You watched anything before we get into the news for the week?
Like I said, just the Destiny thing that I've been on. Been playing some Overwatch 2. Had a pretty good Overwatch session last night with Omar. And, dude, Omar, without even realizing it, had such a crazy play on D.Va.
Oh, no.
Yesterday.
Don't say it, dude.
Yesterday, he didn't even realize what he did. But yesterday we were in a game and he said, I'm kind of tired of playing. We were having some rough games because we were both queuing like support DPS. We both queued support and DPS, and we both ended up getting support a few times. And it just was rough because, like, even you can do as much as you can on support, but if your tank sometimes or your DPS aren't doing their job, especially, like, with the new DPS passive and all that, or aren't checking certain people on the other team, like, it's just rough. So we kind of said, like, okay, one of us needs to play. We can't both be support all the time. So I said, well, I can play tank if you want. And he said, you know what? I'll play tank. I'm kind of tired of doing DPS and support, so I'll do it. I'm like, okay, dope. And he would ask me, like, oh, okay, what should I do here? What should I do there? Like, how should, when he was playing Winston, he's like, so I go in, I zap, then I bubble, then I this. I'm like, yeah, exactly. And then I was like, and then as soon as you get low or whatever, you just jump back to the team, get healed up, whatever. So at one point, he ended up going D.Va. And then randomly, somebody in the chat, we want a fight. And somebody in the chat put, not going to lie, that was an insane D.Va boop. And I'm like, wait a minute, Omar's D.Va. And I was like, Omar, what did you do? He's like, oh, I don't know. I must have just, like, pushed him or something. Dude, and then I was like, oh, okay, I'll have to go back and look at it. Because, I mean, for some guy to say that was an insane D.Va boop, like, what happened exactly? A boop, yeah. Well, so, like, which is so it puts it in your mind, like, what did he do? And then, dude, play of the game comes around.
It's a boop.
Yes, our Cassidy dead eyes. And the entire other team, I think there was four of them. One of them had already died. The entire other team, we were losing at this point, the fight. I think it was 3-4. Our Cassidy goes to Deadeye. Their team hides behind it. It was Suravasa, the point that has, like, that little, like, fountain in the middle.
Yeah.
They were hiding behind the fountain, so they weren't going to get killed. Omar goes in with D.Va and boops him out of cover, and Cassidy gets a triple kill. And that's how we win that point. That wasn't the last point, but that was, like, the second to last point for us. And I was like, holy shit. I'm like, Omar, that was a hell of a play, dude. I was like, did you mean to do that? He's like, nope. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just booped the hell out of him, and they all died. And I was like, well, I guess you're just that good, bro. You just, without even realizing, you gave that cast player the game. Like, that was dope.
That's funny.
And I was like, wait till I tell Marcus. I thought.
So it was all D.Va's OP. Shut up. two lives.
but we had a good time playing yesterday. The only other thing I've been catching up, and I'm one behind now. I caught up on the X-Men series, which is just so good. Still been doing a watch through of Sopranos also. So that's it. Destiny, Overwatch, Sopranos, and X-Men right now.
Nice. It's quite a bit. I have
and basketball. Basketball, the games.
Oh, obviously, yeah. I've been watching a lot of basketball. It's kind of taken up my evening. Had it not been, there's no games, so obviously I'll watch One Piece. But I actually finished Whole Cake Island, which is one of the arcs, which is, it's Reverie, and then Wano next, and then Egghead Island. So I'm actually about 250 episodes to catching up already, because I'm already like an episode. If I just finished, I'm like 880 or something like that of One Piece. And Whole Cake Island, I remember Andrew kind of saying, he goes, oh, it's awesome. And he had hyped up Dressrosa initially, but Whole Cake Island was amazing. I loved everything about it. I binged it. It's probably my favorite post time skip arc, and it's definitely up there for me personally in my top four, you know, because it was good and I really enjoyed it. I haven't seen anything else, obviously. I did start Stellar Blade. I did the first two missions, and I'm getting a lot of Nier Automata vibes, obviously without the linear aspect to, I mean, without the open world aspect to it, but I got a lot of Nier vibes, and the combat was actually kind of fun right from the get-go and stuff like that. I've just been kind of, because I don't know what the collectibles are. I haven't really gone that far, so I just did like the first mission half, put in about an hour. This was yesterday, 2 days ago, that I put in the first hour. So yeah, I started that, pretty excited. And truth be told, I haven't really been playing anything lately. Again, just been kind of here and there and kind of just trying to gather myself for the most part. But, you know, One Piece is always there to support me. At least for now.
Yeah. It sounds like you're developing like a codependency. What are you gonna do when One Piece is
over. Dude, I don't know. I told Andrew, I said, Andrew, I don't want to catch up, dude. Like I told him, like, I know it's people, and I remember people always talking about it. I said, I don't want to catch up. I don't know what I'm going to do. I started reading the manga. I'm on chapter like 20 something of the manga. So I'm over here like, damn, I need, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And because I'm going to, it's kind of like finish the anime, keep watching the anime, you switch over to the manga to catch up to the manga, and then kind of catch up to where I'm at in the manga from reading in the beginning, because I want to see the differences and stuff. I don't know, dude. Like, it's amazing. And at this point, One Piece has just taken up so much of my time and my last year and a half that it's all I think about, dude. Like, as far as like anime and stuff like that, like, it's definitely up there as one of my favorites of all time, like top five, because it's, people were in joking when it's like, oh, once you catch up, you're gonna wish it never ended, or you're gonna wish there was more. And then I always think back of that that was it meme you sent me. It's the Men in Black, and it's just like watching One Piece. Is it worth it? Oh, it's worth it if you're strong enough. Oh, it's worth it, baby. So yeah. I just finished that one, and I'm on to Reverie, which is supposed to be like a half flashback, half it brings back some of the princesses from the story and stuff. So I'm excited about that. Excited about Wano, even though Wano's 200 and some episodes, it's the longest arc right now. And yeah, but that's what I've been doing: Thunder Blade and One Piece, for them, and watching a lot of basketball, a lot of the playoffs. It's been great. So
yeah, we did get some of the announcements already for the awards. They did announce MVP today, which went to Joker Nikola Jokic again. Which you know, third time in what, 4 years?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's insane. But I mean, the guy, he's just something else, man. He's just something else, and such a unique player. I mean, and it's rough. You know, getting this award now when they're struggling, obviously, with their playoff series down 2-0 to Minnesota. But I mean, the guy deserves it, right? I was happy with him getting it.
Yeah, my top two were Luka and Joker. I actually had Luka, which, you know, just because Luka and Joker were just kind of up there the entire time. And, of course, people were clamoring for Shai, but Shai just has a great, like, that team is good. Like, it's just, to me, that's an entire team effort. Not a takeaway from Shai, you know, but again, that it always plays to the notion, best in the league or best, most important player to the team, right? That's always seems to be the two.
And Jokic is kind of a little bit of both, you know. Luka's case was he you know, who would the Mavs be without him, right? You know, and he had those moments this year where he scored 50, 40, 70, you know. So he had some wild, wild moments. He had those MVP moments. Chai was more the best player on the best team argument. And like you said, not to take anything away from him, he was number one seed. He was very consistent. But the Mavericks did lose to them last night. And the commentators made a real good point saying, Luka and Kyrie have to play good if the Mavs are going to do well. Shai does not have to play amazing for the Thunder to do well, because they are a machine. They're just a well-oiled machine. And their team just all around is great. And Jokic kind of falls a little bit in between both of those, where what would that team be without him? And, you know, yes, his team is good, but not to the point where they would be good without him. So I think it's a good pick. It's a good shout. It's, of course, there's always fatigue when you get somebody that gets the award over and over. So some people are going to be a little let down, you know, especially with the emergence of like, With Shai, with Luka, you know, Anthony Edwards is the talk of the town right now too. So a lot of people are thinking, oh, how come his name wasn't thrown in there? Or you know, Embiid, because of the rule, kind of was out. Giannis had a good year too. So it's not the most exciting thing, but I mean, I'm happy with the choice, and we're both Joker fans. So
yeah,
I mean, I'm curious to see what people are gonna be saying about this. And I don't think it was close, right? I saw the numbers. I think he won it like by a lot.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he won it by a lot. I know Shaq was over there, made a little statement.
Uh-huh. What did he say?
Yeah, he said he was talking to Joker. You're the best player in the league, and congratulations to you. But no disrespect, I thought the award should have gone to Shai. I said, well, the best player in the league, the award should go to somebody else. So clearly, Shaq is on the best player to their team aspect, which still doesn't make sense to me. And so a lot of people were like, what are you talking about, Shaq? Like, obviously those two. Yeah, well, you cannot say best player in the league, but you don't deserve the MVP. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? That doesn't make sense to me. I have never been in the camp that it's just whoever is number one seed and you pick the best player. Like, yeah. I'm not about that. Because sometimes, like this year, again, no disrespect to SGA, but it's the team and they play amazing team ball. And yes, he is the leader, and yes, he is the star there. But I don't know. I would have gone, me personally, Jokic, Luka, then Shai. But I think the voting order was the opposite. It was Jokic, Shai, and then Luka was third. Mm-hmm. Right? I think that's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So. So, yeah, I mean, we also got Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert. I know a lot of people were clamoring for Wembanyama, but, you know, that guy just was on a rough team, didn't get enough wins. I don't know if that's the reason why he wasn't picked or, you know, because Gobert is on the number one team. We also got
one best defensive team.
Yeah, true. There already. We go. That's what I meant to say.
You even take away Gobert, and that team is, you want to talk about what a well-oiled defensive machine, because I'm still on that train. I don't know if you saw those games. Anthony Edwards is the offense. Him and Karl-Anthony Towns. You take one away and their offense struggles, but the crazy part is, regardless, their defense still plays at a very, very high. I was very impressed with their defense. Even without Rudy Gobert, I said, oh my God, look at the way they're just moving. Because Rudy Gobert kind of like the anchor in the middle and whatever. And kind of, he will go up to the top, but obviously, you know, he's just long. And if the guy's quicker, it ain't happening. But hey, dude, that those defensive schemes were incredible to watch.
Yeah, that they were. And congrats to Rudy Gobert. I know he missed that game because he was there for the birth of his son. I think he had
first
a son.
First child, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if it was son or daughter, but first child. I know he had his first child.
You see a Gilbert Arenas?
Oh yeah,
The baby's still gonna be there.
He's something else, bro. I loved him as a player, but some of his takes, like, whoa, he's something else. But what awards did we get? Coach of the Year, the Thunder, right? Who got most improved? Wemby did get Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, Wemby got Rookie of the Year, and again, be on a bad team that, you know, but he was just amazing. And that my argument always for his Defensive Player of the Year was always, look at your record. Look at the best Defensive Player of the Year doesn't have that bad of a losing record. Probably had he made the playoffs, he probably would have gotten it. But, yeah, you know, that to me, that just kind of goes hand in hand. The other one,
Tyrese Maxey won Tyrese most Maxey. Improved.
Didn't most clutch. Who won most clutch? That was an award that's out now. Was it Steph Curry or?
Not sure. Let me check.
I know there's a certain one or whatever, but either way, I think did Derek White win anything?
I don't think so.
Was he in the running for one of these things? Probably not.
Maybe I would think maybe most improved, but Maxey just had crazy year.
And we all knew, you know, Maxey was just amazing. But. Are you looking up the clutch player of the year?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Clutch player of the year 2020. Steph Curry, yeah.
So Steph Curry?
Yeah.
It's like, I see him as the favorite, but he won it already? Oh yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. NBA clutch player of the year. But yeah, anything you want to say about the NBA before we get into some of our other stuff?
No,
some of the games or anything?
If I do, it the entire podcast will be of the NBA.
And we've been talking a lot of basketball lately, so we can go back into the norm. First thing I have up was one of the actors from the upcoming Gears of War series made a comment that he thinks that we're going to get news sometime this year of a new game within the year. And there's also been rumors of Gears of War Remastered Collection coming at the upcoming Xbox presentation this summer.
Still making money on the remasters, huh?
Well, they remastered the first game, and they didn't do anything with any of the others. But I know that's one that, you know, people have, especially the Gears community, have wanted for a long time, you know. And by Gears community, I mean Omar.
Well, it's been a while since they've gotten a game. And story-wise, lore-wise, like, those games are, I like their story. It's very interesting.
It's a good story. They sell well. They're popular. They're very different in terms of, like, the multiplayer. So they're not, like, so close to something else where you would say, oh, it's a dead, you know, multiplayer.
No. Gears of War is the only Gears of War. Like, that's so cool.
Very unique. So, yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see, do we get a new game and a remaster? Is it just going to be the new game? Is it just going to be the remaster collection? Because, I mean, I'm a big Gears of War fan. I know we have several Gears of War fans. And the big thing is going to be what comes in that collection. Is it going to be plus multiplayer? Is it going to be minus the multiplayer? Whenever you have a situation where you're coming out with an older version of games and a brand new game, possibly, I know sometimes they don't put out multiplayer for the old games because they don't want to impact the player base for, like, their brand new game.
Yeah.
Like they've done with Call of Duty in some of the past years. Excuse me. So, hopefully it's a good one for the Gears of War fans this summer. And we get those announcements hopefully, soon. Mm-hmm. They did cancel BlizzCon this summer, which it seems like a lot of people aren't really too upset about because, you know, we just launched Diablo 4. Overwatch 2 is going in its 9th season now. We just had some WoW expansions and stuff like that over the last couple months. So it doesn't seem like there's anything big coming. I know, yes, I didn't mention StarCraft, but...
or Warcraft. I mean, not that I play the World of Warcraft, but if my dream for Blizzard is to just, hey, guess what? RTS, World of Warcraft coming back, all new story, here you go. That's my Blizzard dream, and it's never going to come to life. Yeah. So.
Well, maybe someday. you got it. That's why they're dreams, right? You got a dream. You know, I'm still holding out for the next Pokemon Stadium, which, I mean, I feel
like... Dude.
You know? It just doesn't seem like there was too much stuff to go off of, or things that they were going to announce, like, or hype up or anything like that. So it makes sense why they said, you know what, we're going to skip it this year. Hopefully we'll have something next year to be able to present or whatever. So nothing too crazy there. No, it's not really a surprise. Marvel Rivals is going to be opening up in 2 days on the 10th. It's going to be the closed alpha. It's going to be an Overwatch-like game if you're an Overwatch fan, or if you like, you know, team-based shooters with different play styles and different characters. You're a Marvel fan. It is going to be free to play. You have to go to their website, sign up. I think they ask also that you wishlist their game on Steam. As of right now, I know that it's only going to be on PC. I don't think there's been any announcements about console or anything like that yet, but I would imagine it's going to come sooner or later. But again, you got to go sign up. Hopefully you get in. From what I heard last night, some of the emails start to go out with the alpha keys, which again will go live on the 10th. I'm super excited. I haven't gotten my key yet. I don't know if you have or anyone else has, but I'm pumped, and I'm gonna be very destroyed if I don't get it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it.
Yeah, I can't wait to play Magneto. That's honestly who I'm most excited to play. Anyone for you that you're like, oh, I want to play this character?
Well, we said I know. Penny Parker for sure. She did. She was there as one of the leaks, but obviously anything Spider-Man. But specifically in this case, I did see Penny Parker on there, and so that was one of my big ones. But I think it was like it wasn't the leak list. It was like the leak list. You know what I mean? Like the extra ones or whatever. So
yeah, and I think that it is going to be a limited hero pool at the beginning. So I'm not sure who's going to be in and who's not going to be in. I think there's a Discord that you can go to where they tell you, like, a lot of the information and stuff like that. But I haven't really followed. I haven't wanted to, like, get too into it. I kind of want to figure it out, like, when the game comes out. Something else has been going on big, and not necessarily about the sport itself, but the NBA has been, you know, a hot commodity, I guess is the best way to say it. They did reach an agreement with Amazon Prime that they're going to have a significant amount of games over the next 10 years. I didn't see if the ABC negotiation finished, or, you know, they were supposed to supposedly buy out NBA games from and take the rights away from TNT, is like what people were saying. And a lot of people were upset, not necessarily because of the switch of station, but because of Inside the NBA.
Yeah.
Because people are huge fans of that, you know, the cast and, you know, the back and forth and the banter and, you know,
the best sports show on television, straight up. Yeah. Like, that's not even an exaggeration. Those four together, man, just like, how do you not? So, yeah, like Rico was saying, just all of them disappearing would be a travesty to the NBA brand. So,
yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't see that they wrapped that up at all. Have you?
Do you have anything? I haven't followed up on any of that. The last thing we saw was obviously that godlike $24 billion cash. I think that was one of the big things offer that they made. And so obviously it kind of looks like a poison pill, and it looked more like they're forcing them to take it just because. But obviously, I think if they play their cards correctly again, you know, and the reason it's such a big deal for Inside the NBA is because they all have an opt-out clause, but Ernie Johnson, who's the main show host of that, obviously featuring Kenny, Shaq, and Charles, he's going to stay at Turner regardless. He's staying. He's not going anywhere else because people are like, oh, what if they just go to the new one and kind of just shift over? Well, no, it wouldn't happen. And Inside the NBA will not happen without Ernie Johnson. Charles Barkley said, Shaq said, it's not happening. So, and people were saying, well, they can just maybe like lend him over and stuff like that. And, you know, he can stay with Turner because obviously it means that much of a big deal. Ernie is one of the most respected, just well-liked overall individuals, loved individuals, in sports, mind you, because he also does a little bit of baseball broadcasts, I believe. And that guy just does not have a single hater, man. Everybody loves him. And obviously, everybody loves Shaq and Charles duo, and Kenny with his always with his takes, always and always tripping, yeah. And his funny run.
Yeah, he's the one that can be a little extra sometimes. I mean, yeah. they all can, but Ernie always does a real good job of like reining it in and, okay, guys, let's get back to the game and to the what we're talking about here, whatever. But yeah, it would be a shame if that thing kind of just goes downhill because of this purchase or whatever. But as far as I've seen, there's nothing set in stone yet. A lot of people were saying like, hey, don't sleep on Turner because, you know, they don't want to lose this either. So I mean, we're just gonna have to wait and see where this goes, and hopefully, you know, whatever happens, that we can keep Inside the NBA in some way, because that's what everybody's worried about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to miss out on that. I know you don't either, and a lot of us don't. Mm-hmm. Hopping over to some... Well, actually, let me get this one out of the way. I saw a rumor, and I don't know how true it is. I don't know if it's been confirmed at this point. I haven't really looked into it. I just saw it in passing a couple times, that there is supposedly a Kingdom Hearts movie being discussed.
Yes, and that's what I saw too. Which, if they did decide to do that, I think I saw it was going to be like a CGI real world hybrid, which I guess kind of fits a little bit, especially in the newer stuff. But if they're going to do a Kingdom Hearts movie, I don't even know where they should begin. I don't even, because even the story is such a convoluted mess. But at this point, obviously, you have Disney favorites, you have your Kingdom Hearts favorites, and the Final Fantasy guys that come and go. They weren't all there in Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts 3, but they did make an appearance at the end. So people were at least happy to see that they're still part, at least, of the story with Squall and stuff. And so, yeah, but I don't even know where they would start. I don't even know where they would begin. Who knows? But I don't know, because the mobile games are canon, and the mobile games are actually where the entire prequel of the story takes place. And this is Xenoheart's story is there. The Keyblade War is there. It probably sounds foreign to you. I'm sorry, buddy, but a lot of the story was on mobile, and it got to the point where you had to play every single day. There was a paywall of some kind, so a lot of people, you know, if you weren't hardcore fans, you didn't experience it. I didn't experience it. And I tried, downloaded both of them. I said, what the hell is going on? And the good thing is that if you do want to see, there's, which I did see online, people who actually cut the videos the important parts, and they created the films for those, which is the Mobile X, the Kingdom Hearts X or whatever, and then the other one is the Stories, you know, Heart Sides, you know, Heart. I don't know, they have some crazy names, but so it's a mess. So I don't even know where they would begin, but I'm interested, of course.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a big, I've always wanted to play the Kingdom Hearts games, but I've never played them. So I do not know whether or not these would work as movies. I have heard that they're crazy, you know, the games, just because of all the characters and all the stories and everything. So I honestly have no opinion on, my opinion wouldn't matter saying like, oh, it would work, it wouldn't work or whatever. But do I want to see something like this? Do I think it would be cool to see? Hell yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
The other thing that, okay, well, this is actually moving over to some gaming stuff. There is supposedly a Game of Thrones MMO in the works. It's supposed to be taking place between season 4 and 5. Season 4 being the one where, I think that's the one where Watchers on the Wall comes out, where the Night's Watch goes to war against the Wildlings, and Stannis comes in and, you know, helps them. And then Arya escapes to Braavos and stuff like that. So I'm not sure what that means for like the setting and the. I know it is supposed to take place in the north, according to some of the reporting. But yeah, a Game of Thrones MMO. I would have never thought like this would be a thing, but I mean, I'm down. I'm down to consider it, to give it a look. It's supposed to be by a company called Nexon. I don't know too much about them, but from what I see here, they make The Finals, Maple Story. I know those two are big ones. Blue Archive, which is an anime style ish game.
Yeah,
but yeah, they do a lot of MMO RPGs, action RPGs, strategy games, racing games, some FPS games. So I mean, I'm down to consider it. I'm big enough of a Game of Thrones fan to try it out. Or at least give it a shot, you know, let's see what it looks like, you know, a little closer to release and stuff like that. And we'll see, depending what's out and how it looks and stuff like that, what the gameplay's like, you know, I'll give it a consideration. Mm-hmm. The two other things. Well, actually, before I get into the rumors, because the last two are rumors that are going around. Hades did get its, what is it called? Early release or access, not early release. Yeah. Early access. There you go. Nailed it. And everyone's loving it.
Yeah.
So I never did finish Hades 1. I did like it a lot, but I never did finish it. I know you did. Have you already looked into getting it? Are you waiting? I know you have other games that just came in. I know you mentioned Stellar Blade. You also didn't a Mario game come out too?
The Peach game.
The Peach game. There we go. The Peach game.
There's a lot that I haven't even. Again, I'm so behind. I'm even more behind. It would take years, and I'm talking like decades to even finish up the backlog if I actually really tried at this point. But Hades, I mean, I'm gonna play. Part one was amazing. I never beat it because again, I always say this every time I talk about it. You're supposed to be like 18 times or something like that to get some sort of ending, and I think I beat it maybe like 4 or 5 times and never really got to that part. At least 4 or 5 runs to fight. Hades at the end and stuff like that, but this is early access, and I think a lot of the reviews were stellar. Again, early access means that they're still polishing the game, they're still going to be doing some stuff, but for the most part, again, Supergiant Games always, you know, delivers those bangers in Transistor and Bastion and Hades, and if you haven't played any of them, you have to play them if you're a fan. So
okay, anything else for gaming before I get into these rumors?
Wasn't there? No, I guess not. I thought there was something I was going to bring up, but no. But the rumors are going to be interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, so the two big rumors, the less exciting one. Well, I mean, not for me, but you know, the less crazy one is a lot of rumors have been popping up now about Resident Evil 9 again. That it's going to be coming out, when was it, 2025? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, it's been in development for a long time too, huh?
Yeah, that it's been in development for a long time. That supposedly they say it's going to take place on an island. It's going to be centered around Chris. I think they set the development time 7 years now. Biggest budget ever. Some things we've heard again, but just that it is coming. There was a supposed delay, but it's not happening. So just that it's going to be huge is basically what everyone's saying, what everyone keeps throwing out there. I keep seeing that posted online. So just excitement for another Resident Evil. And it kind of makes me wonder, like, what's next? You know, we've had this discussion before where Resident Evil has kind of been on this trip or on this schedule where it's like remake, new game, remake, new game. And everything, they've just been nailing it. I think, you know, starting with 7 was amazing. Then that we got some remakes and we got part 8, which was a lot of fun. This latest remake with part 4 was just top tier. You know, if you thought that they couldn't, you know, that a remake for one of the biggest, best games of all time was gonna fall short, like, you're wrong. Like, it was just amazing. They did make some improvements, which not everybody liked, but I personally loved a lot. So I'm excited for this and for what's next. We've had a discussion before, I think, of whether we want part 5 because that's the next one, chronologically, or do we think they should go back to like the original? We've talked about them going back to 0 or making some of the spin-offs and stuff like that. But Resident Evil is still going strong.
Oh yeah. The Resident Evil 0 I thought was a cool story, and it'd be kind of cool to see, you know, Billy there in action. And there are a lot of characters that they can talk about, bring back, you know, go forward. I know my boy Ethan Winters is, you know, well, but there's other cool ones out there that they can bring back if they wanted, right? Older versions, especially. So,
yeah. So exciting, exciting stuff. So the big one, the big juice. Which there has been one thing confirmed, I think, which was weird because it was like a 3 a.m. like announcement that we are going to, which was from the president of Nintendo. His name is Furukawa, I think is how you say it. That we will be getting the announcement for the successor of the Switch within the year. So that is confirmed, but the rumors of how powerful the Switch is going to be. I think I was seeing earlier today that it is going to be comparable somewhere between, based on specs that were leaked by Nvidia and some other people that like are working with some of the hardware and putting these things together. It's going to be between like a PS4 and a Xbox Series S in terms of like the power, at least from what we know right now. I don't know if you've seen similar or
yes, yeah, I saw similar. People were even saying what kind of card they'll be using and stuff like that. But again, that's out of my forte, so I'm not even gonna try. But yeah, PS4 is the rumor, and I don't know about you, but that's awesome. I know because PS people, it has to be as powerful. No, it does not have to be as powerful as PS5 or Xbox S. You're talking portable. Nintendo doesn't care about none of that stuff. The crazy part is that if it's as powerful as a PS4, you'll be able to play, you know, bigger games nicely on a Switch, which is cool.
Yeah. And from what I understand, I think I've read that. No, I did read that. It will be backwards compatible. You will be able to play Switch 1 games on whatever this next Switch is going to be. However, you will not be able to use the new games on the old system. So I would think because of that, they're going to be at least the same form, but maybe like a different. Do you remember when they went from like the DS to like the 3DS?
Yeah.
And you could put like the DS games in the 3DS, but the 3DS little. Yeah, it had like a little, like a certain little notch or something where like it wouldn't read. Yeah. I don't think they even go all the way into the slot.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. And again, obviously, because they're not going to, like, it defeat the purpose to play Switch 2 games on the Switch, right? They need to sell their consoles and stuff like that. But we did get physical, digital backwards compatibility with the OG Switch, which is all that I ever asked for because I love playing my especially this big old backlog that I have. I love playing my old games, and games that I need to play for the Switch, especially when the new system comes out. But Nintendo's always been really good with their backwards compatibility. It's the next one, obviously, that might kind of change a little bit here or there. Usually they go about two generations, but I think the Switch has had an amazing life cycle. The Switch is already how many, by the time, because the rumor is, what, March, I think, 2025 is the rumored release date for that. Kind of, and I was shooting for November, December holiday season for my rumor or my theory, but they are going March 2025, I think, if the release date's true. And, you know, where are they going with this?
Good question. You were talking about the release day and what you were shooting for, and March is going to be the next. March is the date. We're looking at.
Yeah. Well, anyways, backwards compatibility, Switch 2. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. So, awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I know this is something we've been waiting for a long time. It's been, what, 9 years now?
Yeah, that's where I was going with this. It's been, yes, 8-9 years, I think, is a life cycle for this, for the Switch, which I think is amazing. The average life cycle was about 5-6 years. In year five, they're already talking about the next one when it came to PlayStation, Xbox, even before. And, you know, the Switch, by the time the Switch 2 comes around, they're already going to be planning for the PS6 or whatever, the PS thing, whatever comes out. Like, the Switch, it's in the middle of this generation with the PS5 and the Xbox, you know, the Xbox One X. So, it's interesting to see. But I'm all for long life cycles like that. I know people aren't, but, you know, I really felt I got the most out of my Switch completely after all these years. And, you know, and they're still giving us backwards compatibility. So you're talking about a 16-15 year generation where you can play your Switch games. And I think that's awesome, you know, when the Switch 4 or Switch 3 comes out or whatever.
Yeah. So, I can't find the page where I can't believe I didn't save it. The page where I saw the, some of the leaks. Oh, here it is. I found it. So it's going to be 12 gigabytes of RAM. This is supposed to be from manufacturers. 12 gigabytes of RAM, 256 gigabytes of internal storage. And it's supposed to have a built-in microphone on it, possibly on the controllers as well. So I would think maybe that means we're going to get like the online functionality that, you know, we've always hoped for with the Switch. Which, I mean, I honestly have no problem now with, like, Discord on the phone and Discord on, you know, PC and stuff like that when we play like that. But I know for some people that play handheld and don't want to sit at lay on the couch and don't necessarily want to be at a computer, it would be easier to have something like that on board. Any hopes for the Switch? Any, you know, a dream thing that, you know, would be coming? For me, it would be that online functionality, to be honest.
Well, the Switch, a dream thing? Well, I mean,
hardware-wise.
Zelda built in to the Switch? Not joking.
Mm-hmm. Every Zelda ever?
Every Zelda of all time ever.
Fully remade?
from the top to bottom, maybe. No, as far as hardware, I'm not that picky. I know you mentioned the, what you call it? The online functionality, just obviously hoping it's going to be like Xbox. But again, you mentioned I have no problem with Discord either, and even logging onto Discord and playing on my Switch anyway. So I don't think that's going to, you know, really, really hurt. If I had to pick, I guess I want to see what their new Joy-Cons are going to be like, just because these were really tough to play single, you know, with just one. So I doubt they're going to be any bigger, but it'd be interesting. At least make them a bit more comfortable or something.
Yeah, that's true. And there has been a lot of rumors about the Joy-Cons and what they're going to do different. And there's been talk about magnetic Joy-Cons and all this kind of crazy stuff. And, you know, it seems like for the most part, it's going to be the same like form, right? Like, I don't think they'll go too different with what it's going to look like. Right, it's probably going to be the same thing. Mostly screen, very thin bezels, which that'll be like, you know, the machine, and then you'll have the Joy-Cons like on the side, with a dock of some sort where you can play on your TV and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't see why they would go away from that, with it just being so unique and such a, you know, great, like, you know, console in that way. So, yeah. And then obviously we want all the Pokemon games. We want all the Zelda games. We want to, as a matter of fact, they should just add them all to Nintendo Switch Online. All the Pokemon movies on there as well. The entire, anime, everything. Easy. GG, yeah. Easy, go next.
But I think we should be expecting more information, at least from Nintendo. Obviously, June's coming up, and June's always a fun month when it comes to video games, because we do have their showcases by each platform. And Nintendo usually does a direct in the summer. And this one kind of shows off just a lot of just what's coming over the course of the year, you know, in terms of software.
Which they did mention, don't expect any Switch news at this one. They did make it a point to mention that. So just, you know, don't, even though we're talking about the Switch and now we're moving on to this, like, don't get, it's not going to be there. So don't.
Yeah,
don't,
it's supposed to, if anything, you know, they would have its own one probably in maybe, you know, September, October-ish, because they usually have another Direct in September for the most part. And maybe then they'll at least tease it in that September one, and then they'll hit you with come by next month for a full-blown release, view, look at the Nintendo Switch 2 or whatever, and then that's when they'll show it off. So that's my guess anyways. But according to some of these rumors, again, we are going to have that June Direct, and there's supposed to be all kinds of remasters, all kinds of games coming still for the last big hoorah for the Switch to end us up here. And an indie one, and the reason I bring it up is because I still see no Silk Song, and that's one of my highly anticipated games, Silk Song. So we're waiting.
Yeah, I think that's it in terms of the stuff I had. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up? Anime, TV, movies, miscellaneous.
I haven't seen anything else anime besides One Piece, but I know the spring season, a lot of people have talked about, it's been kicking off and stuff like that, and some of the big ones, Kaiju number 8, but obviously Demon Slayer is already starting soon, or started already. You also have what's it called, one of my personal favorites from you know, a while back, is Bison Wolf with its new season here. So if you haven't been keeping up, you know, My Hero, I think, starting soon, or it already started, the first episode already came out for My Hero, and this is actually one arc that I like a lot, so it's going to be good.
Don't even tell me there's going to be a new Dami Mami Hero. Tell me.
Dami Mami for Rico, Star and Stripe, get ready, dude. But, you know, that was one of the things where I remember a while back where I said, man, they kind of messed up here because she is awesome. Man, again, All Might is my favorite character, My Hero, and she's awesome, dude. Great stuff to see. So if you're a My Hero fan, get ready. The time I got reincarnated as Slime is already full force, so there's a lot of stuff that's already out, so go ahead and check that out.
Yeah, that's cool, though. Like, we have those. I know you mentioned Spice and Wolf. You mentioned Kaiju number 8. As Spice and Wolf, I think you said you saw a long time ago and you've been a big fan of for a long time. You've been hyping up Kaiju for a good while, so this is kind of a new thing that people can watch. And then we have these two in Demon Slayer and My Hero, like some of the big, super mainstream, popular ones coming back. Like, exciting. Especially coming off of Shangri-La and Frieren. I did catch up with Shangri-La, too. That's another one that I did catch up with. And Frieren, I still haven't. I started watching Apothecary one day, but something came up and I wasn't able to finish it. But yeah, that one seems like it's gonna be good too. So there's just a lot out there for anime people. And yeah. That, you know, that answers my question of what are you gonna do when One Piece ends? You don't have to worry. You got Frieren. Frieren there on the back, bro. And it is not going to disappoint you, dude. It is not going to disappoint you. I want to watch it again.
I did tell you that would be the first one that I watch as soon as I'm done with One Piece. So there you go. Yeah. Can't wait till I finish that one, huh?
Yeah, and you haven't watched Shogun either, right?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Shogun is another good one that you're going to have to watch, but it's live action.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. So if there's nothing else, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, that one was actually kind of, again, short, but either way, it's always good to, you know, I guess keep them under an hour. But just to log us out, if you haven't checked out our latest podcast from last week, we did have a guest, Bobby, a good friend of ours, who we did have a basketball focus, eccentric, mainly Kobe, only Kobe type podcast. So we are big Kobe Bryant fans. And it was more along the lines of who would you put in place on par or better than Kobe, but we all know Kobe's number one. But so, you know, we had to, Rico was trying to make us be as unbiased as possible, and I guess he succeeded. But aside from that, you can check out our last recap episodes. We went over a bunch of basketball. We've gone over just what new stuff, sports, man. We have been talking basketball for a while, haven't we?
We've been talking a lot of sports, man.
We're not a sports podcast, but we are sports or basketball enthusiasts. So if you want to know about a little bit of basketball and our knowledge on that, you can go in and check out those last couple of recaps. But other than that, thank you guys for listening. We are the Meta Air Nerds. You guys have a good night.
Later.